And it out. Hi.
This is Neomu, once again.
Sorry about the delay, again. To the only person that actually listens to it. But this, at least maybe a couple others, but, you know. That's not everything I said. I did get one email, but it was some type of spam email. It's really nothing. Hopefully, we'll be able to get something cool. Email, email, email. That's all I'm asking. Like, emails. But, of course, you know, this girl wrote in and said, like, you know, it was good. You do good work. You're getting better. You know, but I'm not getting any other emails from other people. Also, check out Life Swift. The free flash maker. Yep. Just a teeny ad, you know. Yeah, stuff we talk about, stuff we do, stuff we don't do. You know. Everything just gets weird and stuff. Well, we better get this. You know, this one might be short because I don't have that much time. This is like 4 o'clock, and I had to go to class soon. I'm not saying what class, but yeah, it's gonna be interesting. But, and, it's just not as complicated as you would know for some reason. You know, Halloween, it comes once a year. But, you know, we get pranks and other stuff and apples. Like, basically, it's. At least that's what I heard. And then again. But, yeah, you gotta think, like, who gives out apples during Halloween? Well, yeah, Halloween, yeah. You notice I haven't talked about anything, because, really, it's about Halloween this time. How did this happen, like, 2,000 years ago? Halloween, for example. Yes. Well, today we're going to be talking about Blob, the robot, R-O-B. That's right. We're going to talk about Blob. R-O-B, Blob. I'm your host, Blob. Neomu isn't really here today. Well, I'm going to take his spot for now. But, I don't want to take too much away. I'm doing the business. Robot. Of course, this will be episode 10. But, you know, a Lopcast. That's right. Lop, of course, me, is from the game, Jeromite. I was also an accessory for the Nintendo Entertainment System. That's right. How that makes me sad to think that people don't like me on Super Smash Bros. Ball. But, don't mess no
Yeah. I got interesting attacks. Spam. Rotating that. Flying, I can fly. The fuel and get back. I am an awesome character. That is fast. The fusion beam. Well, since we're brought up, I'm gonna get right back to the area now.
Alright, sorry about the interruption there. Rob. What about Rob?
I did it.
Wait. Alright, now. Man, how much time do I have left? Wow. 7 minutes. He took up quite a good chunk of time. It took like, about maybe 4 or so minutes? Maybe 3? I don't know. But I know that I might have time. So. Oh, wait. No, I'm not. Whatever. Anyways. Since Kingdom was released today, or at least should have been released, you know, be right back. Also, you know, games like My Sims, Kingdom, like, you know, don't usually come out when they're supposed to, which is kind of weird. Think. Yeah, look for something. Drop something. Yeah, it would have been, man. I could sleep it in. I just gotta find another needle. Gotta be able to fix stuff every time something happens. It's really hard. Okay, back to the show. Sorry about that. No, we got possibly now in 20 minutes, so we gotta hurry. What would I like to talk about now? Let's talk about Secret of Mana. Yeah, Secret of Mana is a pretty interesting game. Interesting, because I don't have to talk about each other. I'll be right back. I can't rewind this. Okay, fun. We have to stop every so often. Ah. I won't have to drape up the curtains again. Alright. Yeah, Secret of Mana, which is, of course, I think it's a sequel of Final Fantasy Children for the Game Boy. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, Game Boys and Nintendo systems have linked up together all the time. Like, sort of, in a way. Game Boy was Nintendo. Game Boy and Game Boy Color for Nintendo 64, Game Boy Advance for Nintendo GameCube, and Nintendo DS, and Nintendo DSi, possibly, pretty sure, with the Wii. Yeah, it's cool, I guess. But yeah, well, I have to say Stick and Run is interesting because, of course, in the game there is not just one sprite, which is just you. There's two others, which, you know, makes you feel like you're not alone in the game, like you're fighting with someone. Even though you're still likely to die, it's just, you know, we've got a couple people. Cons about this game, it's just, you know, it's too similar to Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening. We pretty much get to kill everything. Before it's gonna be like one hit or two or three hits. Number of hits, not the amount of damage you can do to it. It's not really fair, yeah. But of course, in this game, you can like level up your people too. There was a second game I heard, Sigurumata, but it never came to the U.S. because the file size would never fit on the SNES cartridge. Which is probably around the same amount as less than a WiiWare game. Way less than a WiiWare game. WiiWare games are very similar to N64 games, which they take within a 300 block size. Which is kind of cool. Just in case I end this so suddenly, don't be alarmed. Animal Crossing comes out in just a few weeks. There's a theme in the Nintendo Power that's pretty interesting. I don't have it with me. But it isn't me. Halloween just becomes weirder and weirder, I guess, each time. Okay. Now, oh yeah, one guy wanted me to talk about Fable 2. And some guy on the Life Swift people, you know, ones that are hosting the game, you know. No, it's not like they're promoting me or sponsoring me. I just felt like it. It's just, you know, it's free. Not a lot of people know about any free ones or anything. No one knows that they exist. No one thinks they exist either. So, like, all we have to do is pay a certain amount. But there's cheaper ones than, like, say, for Adobe Flash, like, $700. My Swift is free. Completely free. Open Swift will be free as well. You'll set to maybe use Flash 9. Coming maybe at some time in the future. We haven't heard from it, though. There are similar flash-making kits as well. Like, Penvit, Pencil, and Google EasyTune. Pencil, I have to say, will probably be your best bet. You can make flash animations, but of course you won't have action scripts. But you will have a timeline, though. Maybe like, you know, hopefully making so. You can make cartoons with pencil pot, possibly, because it's all a freehand tool, mostly. And of course, you could put sprites in there once you found out how to take care of stuff. But we're gonna put a pencil this time. Pencil is pretty interesting. You can load up a sound file and stuff. It's like make your own cartoon. And export it to the Swift file that uses on Newgrounds. And if you ever want to make flashes, you can just do it like that. Of course, there's also the bomb version, like, just made it with MS Paint, and, like, take little things, shots and stuff, but that may take a while. But, of course, it'll be a little more accurate, but, of course, probably not look as good. You know. I have to say, I'm going to make a pretty good podcast this week. Talking about Flash. Adobe Flash by nature costs about $700. But you can find these small alternatives to Flash. To Flash. For free. I was supposed to say something else, huh? Yes, you are! Get out of here, Rob! Man, you won't leave me alone. Now. Interesting. Alright, I have ideas. I always come out of ideas, and I just talk. Do it. It's just something to talk to. Talk to, you know. Let people know what's on my mind. I want you to laugh at someone because they got a free version of something that's similar to another thing. Are you too cheap? No, my Swift is pretty okay, I guess. Probably not be the best thing, but hey, you can still make sprite movies and stuff of it. You just gotta know how. It's basically the same as a Flash 1, and there's a Flash 5 Action Script 1. If you know all that, you're pretty good. Okay. But really, there is no other site besides the Last Swift site that talks about what does what, and what to make what, and what to make what to make what, and it's just horrible that no one else has thought of adapting it, like, looking up. Here's the stuff. Yep. Right there. Of course, you must always think about the past and what could happen, what will happen. Will Flash become better? Will Flash become worse? Will Flash get even cooler? Of course, the Flash 10 plugin came out. I don't think Adobe would try to stop people from making their own Flashes. I don't think you can put copyright on Flash. It's like, you make a Flash, so what? Of course, you know, the only Flash that's known that's on a website for free, free viewing, whenever you want, is Homestar Runner's website. The only strange thing is that they sell about a DVD what is really the point of the DVD version if you get it for free on the site? That's just something to think about. Of course, they need the money in the shop to keep the site running, but now since they have the games, they need their part and keep the site running and also pay their paychecks. You know, people bother all the time buy their stuff. Yeah, the only thing I would really want to buy is the figures. You know, that's the only thing that really is meant to be bought, but, you know. Yeah, I'm saying, don't just buy only that. It's like, buy all the stuff if you want. If you're Homestar Net, you know. Some people I think, you did that. I gotta go. This has been real. Wait, maybe not. Hi.